The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Good morning. WJON News Time, 9:05, 33 degrees. I'm Lee Voss. News being brought to you by H&S Heating and Air Conditioning and by Jimmy's Poorhouse. We'll have a look at your WJON weather coming up after the news. A Meeker County mother and her two small children are displaced after their home was damaged by a fire Saturday. The call came in at approximately 10:15 p.m. for a fire in the 100 block of North Jupiter Street in Cosmos. The sheriff's office says 32-year-old Sarah Brinkman and her two kids were able to escape the house with the help of neighbors. They were treated at the scene for minor smoke-related injuries. Fire departments from Cosmos and Grove City battled the blaze. Meeker County detectives and the state fire marshal responded to investigate, but so far the cause of the fire is unknown. However, it caused significant damage and made the house uninhabitable. Two people were hurt in a Wright County crash Tuesday morning. The Minnesota State Patrol responded to the intersection of Highway 55 and Highway 25 in Buffalo just after 7 a.m. Troopers say a Jeep Grand Cherokee was eastbound on Highway 55 and turning northbound onto Highway 25 when it was struck by a westbound Ford F-150. The driver of the Grand Cherokee, 22-year-old Dakota Diamond of Maple Lake, was taken to Buffalo Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the F-150, 25-year-old Amber Burns of St. Stephen, was also taken to Buffalo Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Gift card scams see an uptick during the holiday season, even after Christmas. Minnesota Department of Commerce Assistant Commissioner Jackie Olson says official agencies will never ask for gift cards as payment.
If it's one of the prepaid gift cards, you know, just understand that most places don't take them. If they are like a, you know, obviously if a law enforcement agency or, you know, any sort of governmental agency does not take them. So if that is something they are saying, they shouldn't do anything. They shouldn't send that information.
Minnesotans can report possible scams by visiting the Commerce Department website. The Minnesota legislature is going to have to find some common ground to pass a new budget this season. Representative Zach Stevenson of Coon Rapids says he thinks they can do it.
Well, there's a lot of people in Minnesota, but around the country, who are really frustrated that so much of our government comes down to partisan politics. And, you know, we have a chance to show them that it's possible for Democrats and Republicans to work together and get stuff done.
The DFL retained control of the Minnesota Senate, and the GOP may have a one-vote majority in the House to begin the session. Stevenson chaired the House Commerce Committee the last 2 years. Invasive species can easily spread if Minnesotans don't properly dispose of their holiday greens. Department of Ag and Entomologist Angie Amborn says it's important to check with your local municipalities on disposal rules.
And everyone's going to ask, well, can I burn it? And that is definitely a feasible option. But one of the things that you also have to be careful about when burning is if your community has things like air quality regulations or burning bans.
Amborn says you shouldn't toss trees and greenery into your backyard woods or a residential compost pile, which can spread the invasive species or disease. In today's installment of The Year That Was, we hear how Madeline Kingsbury's story finally comes to a close, a bittersweet ending for her family and community.
This community has really rallied around us, and so many wonderful people have traveled from all over the state, and we're beyond grateful and we're truly touched.
Maddie's ex-boyfriend and father of their two children, Adam Fravel, was found guilty in November of two counts each of first and second degree murder. On December 17th, Fravel was sentenced for his crimes.
It is impossible to fully understand the pain that you have caused, protect the vulnerable, maintain order, and ensure accountability.
Victim impact statements shook the court.
She was out there in the snow, the rain, the heat, and yet Adam did not come clean.
I held her, talked to her, sung to her, and promised we'd get her justice. She was in a body bag.
I've been there to hear my six-year-old niece say that mommy was too young to die.
The defendant's sentence is far from satisfying. It does not bring me joy.
One of the worst parts is that we have no choice.
However, a life sentence is just.
Part of our year that was.
WJON News Time. It's 9:09 and 33 degrees. News brought to you by H&S Heating and Air Conditioning and by Jimmy's Poorhouse. I'll have your WJON forecast next. for St. Cloud and Sartell. Looking at cloudy skies today, 36 degrees and winds out of the south at 8 to 15. Chance for some scattered rain showers developing tonight, a low of 33. Better chance for rain tomorrow, up to 39 degrees. Could see a leftover shower early Saturday, otherwise cloudy and 39. Sunday, cloudy and 39. Monday, 33 and overcast. 28 on Tuesday and then 25 on Wednesday. Again, right now, 33 degrees. For more St. Cloud area news, you can check out the WJON mobile app brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.
All right, Lee, what's coming up in the News at Noon program today?
We'll hear from Minnesota News Network's Bill Werner. We'll be talking about the new laws that are going into effect in January. And we'll also have incoming St. Joseph Mayor Adam Sapaniak live in studio.
Okay, very good. Well, how about 9:30?
MSP Airport planning for a very busy day today. We'll have details for you at 9:30.
All right, Lee, thank you. It's 9:12. And we're currently at 33 degrees. Next on WJON, Stump the Pam.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.